堂听 class.com。
Afternoon. May I help you with something?
Yes, I'd like to look at some of these cars.
All right. What exactly were you looking for?
Well, I'd like a two-door car. Something nice, but not too expensive.
Fine. And did you want an automatic or a manual transmission?
I haven't really made up my mind. What is the price difference?
Well, of course, an automatic will cost you more. And another thing to consider are service charges. Cars with manual transmissions are generally cheaper to fix.
Oh, in that case, I think I would like to see some cars with manual transmissions.
That one over there is our latest model. It has manual transmission, plenty of trunk space, and an AM/FM stereo cassette player.
That sounds nice. What else does it have?
Well, it also features reclining seats, a tilt steering wheel, and plenty of headroom.
What about that yellow car outside?
That's our economy model. It comes without a radio and has a smaller engine than the car I just described.
Is it possible to get air conditioning in any car you sell?
Yes. Air conditioning, tinted window, steel-belted tires, custom floor mats, and sunroofs are all optional.
And what about that blue car to the right of that orange one?
That's our luxury model. As you can see, it is a large car with plenty of room inside. It easily seats 6 people. It comes with a special velour interior, cruise control, and a variety of other features.
Well, now I certainly know a lot more about the cars you sell.
Would you care to take one out for a test drive?
Yes, I'm interested in your yellow economy model. Could you tell me what the base price is?
Base price on that car, with no options, is about US $9,000.
$9,000? That's 360,000 NT.
Yes, that would be correct.
My gosh, I don't have nearly that much money. I'm just a student. Do you have any used cars?
No, I'm sorry, we just sell new cars.
Maybe you'd better tell me where the nearest motorcycle dealer is.
Lesson 6. An interesting time at the bank. Oh, hello, Mrs. Durkee. How are you today?
Well, to be quite frank, I'm not so hot, young lady. This morning, my dog got hit by a car.
My, that's terrible. Did it live?
Yes, it lived. That's what's really terrible. I hate that dog. It's always chewing on the furniture.
Did you need something here, Mrs. Durkee?
Of course I need something here. Do you think I came just for a social call? I've got better things to do than socializing in banks. I want to make a deposit.
Yes, ma'am. And how much did you want to deposit?
I'd like to deposit $500.
Will that be a cash deposit or a check deposit?
Actually, I have $500 in coins. I've been saving my coins for 7 years, and today I want to deposit them.
Oh, how nice.
Put the money in my savings account.
Of course. Would you like to perhaps eat lunch while I count these coins?
No, thank you. I've had my lunch, but I would like to open a checking account.
You may do that at the desk to your right. In the meantime, I'll count this change.
I'll be back.
Yes, may I help you?
I want to open a checking account.
Fine. How much would you like to deposit in it?
$30.
I'm sorry. You must make a minimum deposit of $50 to open a checking account. And there is also a $5 one-time charge.
Well, I suppose I don't want to open a checking account. But I do want to buy some traveler's checks. Can you tell me where I might purchase these?
You may purchase traveler's checks at window number 2.
Thank you. Is this where I may purchase traveler's checks?
Yes. There is a 1% service charge on your purchase, however.
Well, I suppose I don't want to purchase traveler's checks.
I've counted these coins, and I'm sorry, but there is only $498 worth of coins here.
Oh, well, I suppose I don't want to deposit anything in my savings account today. Just give me my balance and tell me how much interest I've earned.
Your balance is $31.52, and you earned 33 cents interest last quarter. Is that all you want?
That is all. Good day, young lady.
Mrs. Jerky?
Yes?
I'm glad your dog lived.
My word. Young people nowadays are so rude. Good day, young lady.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Jerky.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Jerky.
How are you today?
How are you today?
Well, to be quite frank, I'm not so hot, young lady.
Well, to be quite frank, I'm not so hot, young lady.
This morning, my dog got hit by a car.
This morning, my dog got hit by a car.
My, that's terrible. Did it live?
My, that's terrible. Did it live?
Yes, it lived. That's what's really terrible.
Yes, it lived. That's what's really terrible.
I hate that dog.
I hate that dog.
It's always chewing on the furniture.
It's always chewing on the furniture.
Did you need something here, Mrs. Jerky?
Did you need something here, Mrs. Jerky?
Of course I need something here.
Of course I need something here.
Do you think I came just for a social call?
Do you think I came just for a social call?
I've got better things to do than socializing in banks.
I've got better things to do than socializing in banks.
I want to make a deposit.
I want to make a deposit.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And how much did you want to deposit?
And how much did you want to deposit?
I'd like to deposit $500.
I'd like to deposit $500.
Will that be a cash deposit or a check deposit?
Will that be a cash deposit or a check deposit?
Actually, I have $500 in coins.
Actually, I have $500 in coins.
I've been saving my coins for 7 years, and today I want to deposit them.
I've been saving my coins for 7 years, and today I want to deposit them.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, how nice.
Put the money in my savings account.
Put the money in my savings account.
Of course.
Of course.
Would you like to perhaps eat lunch while I count these coins?
Would you like to perhaps eat lunch while I count these coins?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I've had my lunch.
I've had my lunch.
But I would like to open a checking account.
But I would like to open a checking account.
You may do that at the desk to your right.
You may do that at the desk to your right.
In the meantime, I'll count this change.
In the meantime, I'll count this change.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, may I help you?
I want to open a checking account.
I want to open a checking account.
Fine. How much would you like to deposit in it?
Fine. How much would you like to deposit in it?
$30.
$30.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You must make a minimum deposit of $50 to open a checking account.
You must make a minimum deposit of $50 to open a checking account.
And there is also a $5 one-time charge.
And there is also a $5 one-time charge.
Well, I suppose I don't want to open a checking account.
Well, I suppose I don't want to open a checking account.
But I do want to buy some traveler's checks.
But I do want to buy some traveler's checks.
Can you tell me where I might purchase these?
Can you tell me where I might purchase these?
You may purchase traveler's checks at window number 2.
You may purchase traveler's checks at window number 2.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this where I may purchase traveler's checks?
Is this where I may purchase traveler's checks?
Yes, there is a 1% service charge on your purchase, however.
Yes, there is a 1% service charge on your purchase, however.
Well, I suppose I don't want to purchase traveler's checks.
Well, I suppose I don't want to purchase traveler's checks.
I've counted these coins, and I'm sorry, but there is only $498 worth of coins here.
I've counted these coins, and I'm sorry. But there is only $498 worth of coins here.
Oh, well, I suppose I don't want to deposit anything in my savings account today.
Oh, well, I suppose I don't want to deposit anything in my savings account today.
Just give me my balance and tell me how much interest I've earned.
Just give me my balance and tell me how much interest I've earned.
Your balance is $31.52, and you earned 33 cents interest last quarter.
Your balance is $31.52, and you earned 33 cents interest last quarter.
Is that all you want?
Is that all you want?
That is all. Good day, young lady.
That is all. Good day, young lady.
Mrs. Jerky?
Mrs. Jerky?
Yes?
Yes?
I'm glad your dog lived.
I'm glad your dog lived.
My word, young people nowadays are so rude.
My word. Young people nowadays are so rude.
Good day, young lady.
Good day, young lady.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Jerky. How are you today?
Well, to be quite frank, I'm not so hot, young lady. This morning, my dog got hit by a car.
My, that's terrible. Did it live?
Yes, it lived. That's what's really terrible. I hate that dog. It's always chewing on the furniture.
Did you need something here, Mrs. Jerky?
Of course I need something here. Do you think I came just for a social call? I've got better things to do than socializing in banks. I want to make a deposit.
Yes, ma'am. And how much do you want to deposit?
I'd like to deposit $500.
Will that be a cash deposit or a check deposit?
Actually, I have $500 in coins. I've been saving my coins for 7 years, and today I want to deposit them.
Oh, how nice.
Put the money in my savings account.
Of course. Would you like to perhaps eat lunch while I count these coins?
No, thank you. I've had my lunch, but I would like to open a checking account.
You may do that at the desk to your right. In the meantime, I'll count this change.
I'll be back.
Yes, may I help you?
I want to open a checking account.
Fine. How much would you like to deposit in it?
$30.
I'm sorry. You must make a minimum deposit of $50 to open a checking account. And there's also a $5 one-time charge.
Well, I suppose I don't want to open a checking account. But I do want to buy some traveler's checks. Can you tell me where I might purchase these?
You may purchase traveler's checks at window number 2.
Thank you. Is this where I may purchase traveler's checks?
Yes. There is a 1% service charge on your purchase, however.
Well, I suppose I don't want to purchase traveler's checks.
I've counted these coins, and I'm sorry, but there is only $498 worth of coins here.
Oh, well, I suppose I don't want to deposit anything in my savings account today. Just give me my balance and tell me how much interest I've earned.
Your balance is $31.52, and you earned 33 cents interest last quarter. Is that all you want?
That is all. Good day, young lady.
Mrs. Durkee?
Yes?
I'm glad your dog lived.
My word, young people nowadays are so rude. Good day, young lady.
Lesson 7, Hiking Away.
John, I'm so glad we had the chance to get away from the city today.
I am too, Sarah. I love to hike in the mountains.
Fresh air smells so wonderful, and it's so quiet up here, so peaceful and serene.
It's nice to leave the city. I think that cities sometimes bring out the worst in people.
I know what you mean. For instance, people act like animals when they are trying to board a crowded bus.
And people drive like animals on crowded streets.
And everything is so fast in the city. People don't even have time to think sometimes.
I think it's really important to take time every day to think. To do nothing but think. People should think about their lives, their family, their friends, everything.
I agree with you. But I also think it's important to have time when we don't need to think. Rest time, quiet time.
Yeah, sometimes people get so wrapped up in their careers, or their friends, or whatever, that they can't even see themselves.
What do you mean when you say they can't even see themselves?
Well, I mean that they stop understanding themselves or stop trying to understand themselves. Maybe they even lose sight of what's important in their lives.
You sound like a philosopher, John.
I guess I do. Maybe I just think a lot, more than other people.
Maybe you think too much.
Maybe I do. You know the saying, ignorance is happiness.
Do you think that saying is true?
No, not really.
I don't either. I think there are many unhappy, ignorant people in this world.
I agree. I'd be unhappy if I was really ignorant.
You wouldn't even know you were ignorant.
Why is that?
You'd be too ignorant to realize you were really ignorant.
Sarah.
Yes?
Sometimes I think you think too much, too. John, I'm so glad we had the chance to get away from the city today.
John, I'm so glad we had the chance to get away from the city today.
I am too, Sarah.
I am too, Sarah.
I love to hike in the mountains.
I love to hike in the mountains.
Fresh air smells so wonderful.
Fresh air smells so wonderful.
And it's so quiet up here, so peaceful and serene.
And it's so quiet up here, so peaceful and serene.
It's nice to leave the city.
It's nice to leave the city.
I think that cities sometimes bring out the worst in people.
I think that cities sometimes bring out the worst in people.
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
For instance, people act like animals when they are trying to board a crowded bus.
For instance, people act like animals when they are trying to board a crowded bus.
And people drive like animals on crowded streets.
And people drive like animals on crowded streets.
And everything is so fast in the city.
everything is so fast in the city.
People don't even have time to think sometimes.
People don't even have time to think sometimes.
I think it's really important to take time every day to think, to do nothing but think.
I think it's really important to take time every day to think, to do nothing but think.
People should think about their lives, their family, their friends, everything.
People should think about their lives, their family, their friends, everything.
I agree with you, but I also think it's important to have time when we don't need to think. Rest time, quiet time.
I agree with you, but I also think it's important to have time when we don't need to think. Rest time, quiet time.
Yeah, sometimes people get so wrapped up in their careers, or their friends, or whatever, that they can't even see themselves.
Yeah, sometimes people get so wrapped up in their careers, or their friends, or whatever, that they can't even see themselves.
What do you mean when you say they can't even see themselves?
What do you mean when you say they can't even see themselves?
Well, I mean that they stop understanding themselves or stop trying to understand themselves.
Well, I mean that they stop understanding themselves or stop trying to understand themselves.
Maybe they even lose sight of what's important in their lives.
Maybe they even lose sight of what's important in their lives.
You sound like a philosopher, John.
You sound like a philosopher, John.
I guess I do.
I guess I do.
Maybe I just think a lot, more than other people.
Maybe I just think a lot, more than other people.
Maybe you think too much.
Maybe you think too much.
Maybe I do.
Maybe I do.
You know the saying, ignorance is happiness.
You know the saying, ignorance is happiness.
Do you think that saying is true?
Do you think that saying is true?
No, not really.
No, not really.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I think there are many unhappy, ignorant people in this world.
I think there are many unhappy, ignorant people in this world.
I agree.
I agree.
I'd be unhappy if I was really ignorant.
I'd be unhappy if I was really ignorant.
You wouldn't even know you were ignorant.
You wouldn't even know you were ignorant.
Why is that?
Why is that?
You'd be too ignorant to realize you were really ignorant.
You'd be too ignorant to realize you were really ignorant.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Yes?
Sometimes I think you think too much, too.
Sometimes I think you think too much, too. John, I'm so glad we had the chance to get away from the city today.
I am, too, Sarah. I love to hike in the mountains.
Fresh air smells so wonderful, and it's so quiet up here, so peaceful and serene.
It's nice to leave the city. I think that cities sometimes bring out the worst in people.
I know what you mean. For instance, people act like animals when they are trying to board a crowded bus.
And people drive like animals on crowded streets.
And everything is so fast in the city. People don't even have time to think sometimes.
I think it's really important to take time every day to think, to do nothing but think. People should think about their lives, their family, their friends, everything.
I agree with you, but I also think it's important to have time when we don't need to think. Rest time, quiet time.
Yeah, sometimes people get so wrapped up in their careers, or their friends, or whatever, that they can't even see themselves.
What do you mean when you say they can't even see themselves?
Well, I mean that they stop understanding themselves, or stop trying to understand themselves. Maybe they even lose sight of what's important in their lives.
You sound like a philosopher, John.
I guess I do. Maybe I just think a lot, more than other people.
Maybe you think too much.
Maybe I do. You know the saying, ignorance is happiness.
Do you think that saying is true?
No, not really.
I don't either. I think there are many unhappy, ignorant people in this world.
I agree. I'd be unhappy if I was really ignorant.
You wouldn't even know you were ignorant.
Why is that?
You'd be too ignorant to realize you were really ignorant.
Sarah.
Yes?
Sometimes I think you think too much, too.